with that in mind, Ron, are you paying attention?
Well, you know the old expression.
Nope.
Testing now.
Go.
From the WGN Allstate Showcase Studios.
A man who is known far and wide for his after-dinner talk.
Take that.
It's the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh, Gary!
Good evening, America.
Toyota has recalled 885,000 cars.
Whoops.
For the unlikely reason that spider webs could cause airbags to accidentally inflate and cause the driver to lose control at the wheel. Excellent Halloween promotion, Toyota. Cash-strapped Spanish researchers have admitted to using human bodies as crash test dummies.
Just a little humor.
The dummies were cadavers used at medical universities. I have an idea. How about convicted terrorists as crash test dummies?
Yes.
You're welcome. Facebook has removed a video of a woman in Mexico being beheaded by a masked man in broad daylight.
Nasty.
Facebook initially allowed such videos so its users could condemn the acts rather than celebrate them. Thank you, Facebook, for being my moral compass. I'm Gary Meyer, broadcasting for the Allstate Glass Box on your Blackhawks Nation mothership, the 720 Dreamliner, WGN, Chicago! Part two with Jim Ramsey. Hey, Jimmy.
I'm here.
I was talking about these dressing rooms and what goes on in them, more than just people trying on clothing. And then it was brought up that maybe the mirrors are two-way mirrors so they could watch for shoplifters, and I couldn't believe that's happening.
Yeah.
And then somebody mentioned there might be security cameras. Also for that purpose, I got some texts about all this.
Really?
It says, when I worked at a department store in Chicago, catching shoplifters this way. We had catwalks above the fitting rooms where we would watch for people stealing clothes.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that would be something that would lead to a lawsuit, but maybe I'm wrong. Leslie looked something up about cameras in fitting rooms, and I guess it's legal, right?
In most states, 13 where it is absolutely not legal, and this is according to E. Howe, but it corresponds with what I'm reading on other sites, and 13 states that don't allow it, we're not one of them.
We're not one that allows it.
That doesn't allow it.
That,
so
that we do not
we
allow.
We do allow it.
All right. See, well, that you got to run that by a few times when you're using
the negatives.
We do allow it.
We do. Illinois does allow it, according to what I'm seeing here.
I don't know if I've. Of course, they probably hide them, but usually you can see that dome.
And a lot of them just put it in the central area. It's not like they're focused on you changing, but they watch what you bring in and what you bring out.
Okay, but it seems like that would be ripe for a lawsuit, and you can sue for anything these days. But legal in some states.
And that's it. And I'm seeing where it depends on the signage, but I see that in a lot of ladies' rooms, or ladies' changing rooms, the little sign attached to the mirror that says you may be under surveillance.
They are in a lot of women's dressing rooms.
Well, I'm going to have to bring that black masking tape and do up my naughty parts when I'm changing into my dockers.
Just put it across your eyes.
That too.
Or at least groom better.
That too. Everything. And how many times have I done V-Boy in those fitting rooms?
I just take the stuff home and try it on. If it doesn't fit, I take it back.
Right, without paying for it either way. Well, that's sad, Jimmy. That is sad.
That's not true.
All right.
All right.
Earlier, I wanted to embrace Mr. Ramsey's love of the city and make him the spokesman for Chicago, like Tim Allen is for Michigan. So I sent him a script, and we went through it. In the 3 o'clock segment, so I thought, well, maybe we can go through it again and get a nice read, and I can send that over to City Hall and see if they'll hire you. Are you ready to go?
I don't want to be hired by City Hall, first of all, but I'm ready to go.
Boy, you don't want to play ball at all, do you?
You know.
You do not.
You want me to leave
me
this job, don't you?
No, you can keep that job. You can do this together, in tandem, in concert.
Okay.
Boy, you're really chained to the desk over there, too, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, it's a living.
You could do this during the day. You don't work every day when Tom's working. You only work on the weekends.
What's wrong with that?
We got to fill in Monday through Friday.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
All right, we're going to start the music. Here we go. Jim Ramsey, Beautiful Chicago, take one.
The cold, crisp autumn air brushes against your face as you stroll down one of the most magnificent streets in the world, Michigan Avenue. People smile as they gaze into the windows of the upscale retailers and inhale air that smells like the top of a newborn baby's head. The pace is whatever you want it to be. The restaurants are inviting and plentiful, with whatever cuisine suits your fancy. Look up and see four of the tallest buildings in the world, silhouetted against a cobalt blue sky. Chicago, a world-class city, where parking will set you back $30 for 2 hours, and a 10% sales tax will knife deep into your wallet if you rack up substantial purchases. Welcome to the city of friendly people and accessible mass transit. Murders are tucked away in those neighborhoods. Not to worry. If religion is your bag, we've got you covered with over 3,000 houses of worship. Head down to the lake and take in the stretch of beaches. Yes, beaches in an urban setting on one of the Great Lakes. Linger in one of our beautiful parks. Or stroll down State Street, that great street made famous in song. But remember to leave before it gets dark, because you just don't know what can happen in the Windy City.
That's the money shot. I'll get it over to City Hall. Yeah. That was very nice, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, I read it once at three, so I had a chance to do it again. You know.
I know I've kidded you about this, but I'm starting to feel it. You're really selling this city to me. I might live here.
Yeah?
Yeah, you really have it, and your love of it comes out. That's a wonderful read. I like the Jim Ramsey as our spokesman. Tim Allen's got Michigan. You've got Chicago. Oh, this is sweet.
And this is State Street, home of the famous Chicago Theater.
Yeah.
And the celebrated department store, which was founded about 80 years ago by Marshall Field.
Yes.
And they have catwalks to look for shoplifters.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. But there are realities in business, I guess. But I love this city. I think the people are fabulous. The stores are great. The skyline is gorgeous. I get chilled when I drive down the Kennedy and look at this guy. Oh, it's just amazing.
Boy, the microphone is off. He's still going.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of a Jim Ramsey as our spokesmodel for Chicago. Yeah, I like it a lot.
I'll listen to you.
All right, Jimmy, hang on.
Okay.
Got some traffic coming right back. WGN. Jim?
I got
a pinpoint. Mark is on the blower. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Gary. Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Good.
Need a pinpoint weather forecast for Saturday. We're throwing a 100th birthday bash for my aunt in Crystal Lake, and I'm just wondering if you can tell me what it's going to be like.
Yeah, that's right. Whoa. Another Jim Ramsey. Pinpoint weather forecast.
Kneel before Jim Ramsey's wrath of weather forecastery.
It's going to be outside?
Well, I know there's quite a few people, so it's probably going to be inside and outside.
All right.
She's probably going to be inside all day.
She's a C-note. I mean, come on. Treat her with care.
Okay.
It's already turning, and you don't want a 100-year-old out in the cold.
Nah, Gary.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I know.
Let's be careful here.
Well, we got to get her down there, so.
All right. Well, she's going to be in a car. You're not going to make her walk, are you?
No.
Grandma, we're going to have you walk about 3-4 miles, if that's okay.
Well, just wrap her up in something warm. You know, it's going to be pretty chilly.
Probably. I wasn't born in 1913 to go through this nonsense.
Now, damn it,
put me in the car.
Now,
Jimmy, with the weather.
Okay, about 50 degrees to 55, kind of in that range, with probably mostly cloudy skies the way it looks, but it should be a dry day.
Except all the people crying.
It wouldn't be raining.
Nana's 100. Oh, that's so beautiful. That's going to be a nice moment.
Fortunately enough, she's not a grandma. She's just an aunt. She never got married, never had kids. That's what she attributes her long life to.
Okay.
Well.
100 years.
Well, no kidding.
Can you imagine, Jimmy?
Yeah. That would, wow.
Have a good time, Mark.
Gee, my retirement would run out.
Yeah, well. Listen, that's why I'm trying to get you the second job, to shore it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, you're a simple man. You don't have a lot of needs.
No.
Maybe you don't need the extra coin.
I don't think this would pay very much, frankly.
What doesn't?
Being a spokesperson.
Are you kidding me? Tim Allen could probably live off that he
does.
That's
Michigan. That's not Chicago.
I know, but those guys make a good amount of money.
What do we have here?
And when you're going south on Lakeshore Drive and you look to the left and the beautiful lakefront, and to the right, some of the most beautiful architecture you've ever seen.
Beautiful.
The skyscraper was invented in Chicago. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
For the amount of work, it's like shooting ducks in a barrel. And I know you liked doing that as a kid.
We didn't have a barrel.
You just shot them out in the yard. All right, let the ducks loose. Boom! Good one, Grandpa. Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, speaking of grandparents, tomorrow Dean Richards in after 5 o'clock. He's going to review The Counselor and Bad Grandpa. That's that jackass guy dressed as an old man. Have you seen the trailer?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty funny stuff.
Yeah? I wonder if he liked it.
Now, some of the stunts have to be set up because they're too elaborate. You just don't spring the camera out there and have it happen because some of that deal where he's sitting on that, what is it, a rocket ship outside the store?
Yeah.
You know those things you put the coin in and it rocks? Yeah. It goes right through the window. I don't think that's just willy-nilly.
No, they probably had something...
That's got to be set up. The other people around don't know it's set up. That's the payoff.
Yeah.
Bad Grandpa, tomorrow, reviewed by Dean Richards.
Oh.
So that's the deal. Did you give all the weather?
No. Would you like that?
Yeah, why don't you shove it down our throats?
Okay. Well, we've got actually some reports of grapple. Oh, here we go.
Do it in the selling of the city way, Jim.
We've got reports of grapple, especially in the Oak Park.
Pick one.
Oak Brook. It was Oak Brook.
That oak.
That's what it was. Well, we will have some flurries, and we will have some perhaps passing sprinkles tonight. Low temperature by morning. Wait a minute, that wrong script.
Jimmy.
You
only have 4 hours to go over there. Don't worry about it.
Okay, low temperature tonight, 33. Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 46. Friday, high of 47, partly cloudy. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, a high near 50. And Sunday and Monday, highs 49 and 58, respectively. Currently, it's cloudy with flurries at Midway Airport. O'Hare is at 41, Midway 42. 42 at the lakefront. Winds west at 9. And a wind chill temperature of 35.
What is grapple, Jimmy?
Okay, it's they're snowflakes that encounter super-cooled water up in the atmosphere. It's a process called accretion. And they form these little tiny white balls that bounce when they hit the ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds like Bad Grandpa.
Yeah.
Sounds like part of that movie.
Yeah, kind of. But they're sort of fun to watch, actually. That you know, when I first saw them, I thought, what in the world is that?
That's grapple.
Yeah, grapple.
Not to be confused with a haboob.
Haboob, yeah.
Right?
That's my favorite.
Can't show those on Facebook.
You can't?
No, they won't let you.
No haboobs on Facebook.
Jimmy, tomorrow, that's, 3 o'clock, buddy.
It's blowing dust, you know.
Who is?
Haboob.
All right, that's not my business. Talk to you tomorrow, WGN. GM on GN. Amorous fish could be responsible for a mysterious humming noise keeping people awake at night. Residents in part of Southampton, Hampshire, from the UK, have been struggling to get to sleep because of the puzzling noise. Starts about 10 p.m., drones all night. Now scientists are studying whether the noise could be caused by fish having sex. Midshipman male fish let out a distinctive drone to let females know they are searching for a mate. The noise can go on for hours and often increases in volume as competing males attempt to out-hum each other. Incredibly, scientists say the sound can be amplified by bouncing off buildings and ships. The noise, famous in Seattle, as midshipman fish are believed to live in the nearby Duwamish waterway. Observers say the sound heard on Southampton water is similar to the so-called West Seattle Hum, which plagued parts of the city this time last year. That's a good name for a band, too.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Lollapalooza stage, West Seattle Hum. Fish making noise now, flapping their gills. So I would hum each other.
Survival of the fittest. You got to keep that.
Well, that it's in
bloodline going.
It's in every species, it seems.
I think cats are like that too. I think they're like when they're in heat,
they let out a noise.
Yeah, you know it.
Insane noises.
Yeah.
And that's when you let the cat out.
No.
Because
that's when you
let the cat out.
That says you should have had her spayed a while ago.
So then you just let her walk it off.
Yeah, that's all you can do. I had a cat, actually, when we were first married, she, like, took a running leap, wanted to get out of the apartment so bad, and hit the screen with all four paws, knocked the screen out, and flew down two stories and survived.
Sounds like your wife? Because you won't let her have any carnal knowledge either. You make her scream for it, and then you don't give it to her anyway.
You just make her scream.
So he comes in today. Hey, pretty cold last night. I almost had to turn the heat on. I'll wait till it gets down to 55.
I was tempted.
What? Wait, how did you word this? You said it was about 40.
The house was 52.
52. Yeah. And you said, not cold enough yet to turn the heat on.
But
if
I'm only
you
gonna...
were a landlord, you'd be brought up on charges.
For
but
many
I'm only,
reasons.
It's only going to go up to 60, though, even if I turn it on. It's not going past 60 unless, you know, company comes over.
And he, I don't know if you saw this, but he rolled out the so-called wife yesterday, took her to dinner for their 23rd anniversary, and I could see in her eyes she was blinking like, call the police. Please get me help.
Oh, my God. And she's a petite little thing, so she's got to be freezing all
the time. Why no heat now? You don't do the air conditioning. Now you don't do the heat.
Well, because you got to turn your furnace on. You know how much the gas costs then? Nycor's waiting for that.
Yeah, he doesn't want to lose that smiley face he gets
right.
on the bill each month, right?
ComEd gives him the four smiley faces.
Yeah, I got the great. And now my wife seems just intent on getting us a lower ranking. Because I'm going upstairs, we're downstairs like watching television. I look upstairs, there's a bedroom light on for no reason. There's a bathroom light on. I go, you are just intent to get us knocked down a notch.
Yeah.
And then she comes to me, like, remember those things about 3 or 4 years ago that one of our sponsors gave us that you could heat up and put on your back?
Oh, yeah.
Like a big heating pad?
Right.
Well, her feet are so cold. She has 3 pairs of socks.
And you're look at him, and he's happy about this. Oh, the poor slob puts up with me
because
but that's the way
I wear shorts at home. I'm dying of heat. Okay. I can't turn it on.
Yeah,
so
of course, it's all about you.
So then she has to go take that thing and warms it up in the microwave and wraps it around her feet. That
she doesn't need to put it on.
She should be wrapping it around your neck.
She's got
keep
a monkey
tight.
On her back. As well.
Oh God!
I got the gas bill in today. It was 108.
Oh,
I was happy.
108.
That's not too bad.
You know what my Nycor bill was this week?
22.50. 50 cents?
$22.50.
$22.50.
Yes.
And you're squawking.
No. But look at him. 5 times as much.
Yeah. Well, as long as you can get to the next Elton John concert in Las Vegas, that's the important
you
thing.
You can always layer in the winter.
Yeah. I've got people
that's
I love
the only
in the
layering
house,
she's going to get, too. What?
I said I have people I love in the house that I want to be comfortable.
But think about it. Once you fall asleep, you don't feel it.
Right.
So why should you have that heat on all night when you're
death.
No, when you're sleeping through it.
But you're watching television and it's 50 degrees in the house.
54, 55.
54, 55.
Although,
did you let her order food last night when you took her out to dinner for your anniversary?
Yeah, and what were you celebrating, really? What
well, I was celebrating. She wasn't.
She was just celebrating going to a heated
did you allow her to have any food or did you just sit and eat and have her watch
I said,
you?
Here's what we'll have.
Here's what we'll have. Because it's all under $13. You're welcome. Anything on this side of the menu.
No, we went to a nice place.
Yeah, yesterday. Exactly.
But no, but I mean.
She went in the ladies' room and cried.
No, but it's just once you get used to that heat, then you can't. If I give her too much heat, she'll want it all winter.
It's only October. Really?
Well, that's the other thing, too. Because on the Nycor bill, they showed the months. And there's no way that October you should be turning heat
that's
on
right.
yet. So there is no way I'm turning it on until at least November or December.
In this discussion, does she start crying? About 3 sentences
well,
in?
I'm just saying. Layer.
Layer.
She's got hooded sweatshirts. Yeah. She's got sweatpants. Blankets. She's had 2 blankets. Yesterday she had, or the other night when we were home, 2 blankets, 3 socks. Yeah. Sweatshirt.
You got the hots for the Michelin man, don't you?
if she doesn't have a boyfriend, there's no justice here.
But I forgot about that. You're not supposed to be turning your heat on in October.
No,
yes,
it's illegal.
Because it's cold.
It's illegal.
Look at October, November, December, January, February, March. That's almost 6 months of heat.
You can tell the lecture was rolled out last night after their anniversary dinner. Oh, here's what we're going to talk about tonight. You see this bill? This is not going past $20 for the next 3 months.
Because I looked down, they had the whole thing from last year. They had the little graphs. With those little bars.
And what do you get for that? A little smiley face.
No, but I'm saying January,
It almost went right off the bill.
Oh, you paid
it almost
what?
Went the top off
$30?
The top. I don't know what
they
it was.
They ding you for $30?
I mean, I'll give her January because January I'm even cold.
Oh, thank God. But if you're cold, then.
But I mean, October, like Jim Ramsey said, it's supposed to be 60 degrees.
It's supposed to be, but it isn't.
In December, you go to Jim's house, you can see your breath inside the house.
Well, we went over there one night. Because he's got a wood-burning fireplace, right? Get this.
No, this is so unfair.
Oh, yeah. It's all unfair.
And you haven't been over since.
Well.
But now I bought all this wood.
Freezing.
But I bought all this wood now. I've been waiting for five years for you to come back.
Now he bought it. We were there. So we put in about five logs, and they burn. And I go, Jim, that's all I have. Okay? So now there's no fire. The heat's not on. Hey, our daughter's got to get to bed. It's only 7:30.
What I forgot, though, I had the heat on, but I had it topped out at 64. I should have put it higher.
Yeah, you should have. And you should have had more logs.
Well, usually,
he's chopping up his back porch as firewood because he doesn't want to buy any more logs.
Well, we used to only use that as kind of just decorative. We didn't use it as a heat source.
Did you see me sitting by the fireplace?
The funniest thing was all three of you were
by the fire.
You were huddled by the embers. Yeah. There was no more wood left. There was just those little orange things.
Like a Dickensian scene.
One more.
More, please.
Just one more piece of coal, Mr. Scrooge.
Yeah, really.
What are you, tired, Cratchit? Jeez. No, but I mean.
Everything's like a
Carl
Dickens novel
that.
With you.
No, I felt bad when you left because I looked at the temperature and I went. I said I had it.
Because
I couldn't understand.
Your wife felt just as badly.
Yeah, but now we have all this wood.
That's great.
We've
enjoy
got
it.
Five cords That's just waiting terrific. For you.
Terrific. All right, Leslie, and then phone calls to beat this man into submission. 312-981-7200. Leslie, Gary Meyer on the Yapper. No surprise, Bibble will not turn the heat on, even though it was 30 degrees last night, but he'll spend $3,000 on Elton John's fanny pack. He's got the priorities straight. What do you say about this, Dennis?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Are they on a camping trip or what? They live in a tent?
Yeah, might as well.
I mean, come on.
Why even have a house? Why not just live in a tent?
Yeah, that's what I said. I thought the whole idea of having a house was so you're comfortable. You know what? There's no way I'd be bundled up. If somebody did that to me, there's no way. I mean, you know, if I can't walk around my house in shirt sleeves and stuff like that and be comfortable, what's the sense?
Well, you're not.
What do I work for to pay that bill for?
And they both work. They have incomes, and apparently it's not for anything but what he wants. Janice!
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello. Well, first I want to say I would like to offer his wife and his poor little child a place to stay tonight. They're welcome to come to my house, and I think we need to start a divorce fund for her to move on to somebody who's not cheap enough to pay for heat. What's going on with it?
If you mean by child Mortimer Snur, the ventriloquist dummy,
yeah, we don't have any.
The
children.
State has forbidden him to reproduce. They said that's enough. We want to cut it off right here.
No, I mean, you shouldn't be turning your heat on yet. It's too early.
All right. Yeah.
It's October.
And you don't. And so if it's like this, and it's going to be like this for several days. So.
No, tomorrow's supposed to be 50.
Oh.
47.
And that's what you've told her. Tomorrow's going to be 50 during the day when we're at work.
Sometimes it's warmer. Like a couple nights ago, it was warmer outside.
Well, you seem so happy about this. It's so sad.
Well, because I think it just goes to show you that we're pampered.
That's right.
Because you can survive. You don't need to have your heat cranked up to 75, which is way too much.
Do you feel the same way about food?
What do you mean?
Like, oh, we could afford a real dinner or like breakfast, but let's not have breakfast because it would cost too much.
And he says to his wife, just layer, and here's a text. She's going to layer all right with another man. And I don't blame her. It's just sad where you don't put the air conditioner on. You don't put the heat on.
Well, because the air conditioner, once again, what are you going to do? You're going to just blow that, and then it's $500. That's $500. That's $1,500 a summer.
I know you're looking at the radio going, what the H-E double hockey sticks is wrong with this guy? Because then he'll say, yep, just went to my – how many Elton John concerts have you attended?
We're at 147.
147 Elton John
I'm
concerts.
I'm going for 150 by my 50th birthday in January.
Okay, and that's okay. Whatever money you spend on that.
Well, no, but that's how you get to go to that.
And that's how she gets you out of the house so she can turn up the thermostat.
Well, I can only imagine.
Thermostat. She's off with the guy. She's got to be, I hope.
I try not
And
to.
You go to these concerts mostly by yourself. That's the other point.
Yeah, I try not to go to the concerts in the winter. for that exact reason.
Because she'll turn the heat on.
Yeah, and that's going to be then she'll just go crazy.
I would love to be next to a listener yelling at the radio right now what they must think of you. Because, you know, they're
you
just
know, at our last
freaked
remote,
out.
At our last remote in Rockford, some woman really came up to me. She goes,
good.
She just looked. I mean, she was like, I don't know how anybody lives with you. And she just turned her head. I thought she was joking, and she wasn't.
Joking? Have you heard yourself? Guy?
23.
Hey. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
I never thought I'd do it, but I am going to defend Bibble.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Go.
Okay.
Go, guy, go.
Hey, this is his wife's boyfriend.
No, this is his boyfriend. Pretty much.
No, I've been dating Mortimer for years, but he doesn't know it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I've had kids. How many times after the winter, as soon as it hits 50 degrees, they're all wanting to wear shorts and everything else to school? What's the difference between 50 degrees outside and 50 degrees in the house?
Right.
I see you two have rehearsed your speech.
See?
As the kids are freezing.
He gets
What's the difference when you wear shorts to school when it's 50 degrees?
That's true. Don't you see? When it's March and it's 50 degrees, everybody's running. They're jogging with shorts on. If it's 50 degrees, how come it's not shorts in your house then?
All right.
Thank you, guy.
Every pot has a lid. Why don't you two get together and maybe set up shop?
He is my kind of guy.
I'll bet. Jim?
Hi. I'm just wondering, if he's like this with the heating and air conditioning, what's he like in the bathroom?
As far as what? As far as using water?
Yeah, like the toilet.
Yeah, do you allow flushing every time, or is that...
Oh, you know what's really killing me now is one of our toilets is running. And I could imagine
wants out of the house.
I could just imagine what that water bill is going to be now.
Why don't you get it fixed?
Well, because I tried to, and I had the guy to come in. I wanted to get a new toilet, and he just put a new string on it. And then the little thing.
Wait, a string on your toilet?
Well, what is that thing called? The flapper?
The chain?
The flapper thing? And then the flapper thing broke. So now it's running again.
Okay.
So I take that ball, and I bend the thing. But it won't stop it from running.
So he probably wants his wife to use a coffee can until further notice.
I can imagine what that water bill is going to be.
Oh, my God. What do you do with your money?
I was wondering.
Michael?
Yes, I was wondering if WGN is eventually going to pay salary to his staff so that they don't have to eat food off of hotel trays.
That's right. That's another one of his famous traits.
Eats, yeah.
When he goes down a hotel hallway, if there's a tray out there and there's still food, he'll eat off that tray.
It's just, it was a bun, like a half a hamburger one time.
He can defend anything he does. Isn't it
amazing?
It wasn't bitten into. Yeah, okay. Enjoy it. This is WGN, and you bring the others to your wife, right? I got some food for you.
No, that's only when I'm on my own.
Yeah, right. You don't bag
it
up.
You see how much room service is?
Okay, WGN.